弟兄姊妹们好。
Hi, brothers and sisters.
我能不能有一个简单的请求？
I would like to have a simple request.
因为这个聚会厅很大。
Since this building, this hall is so big.
能不能请弟兄姊妹尽量坐前面？
So, would you please move to the front if possible?
虽然这个聚会厅有音响的设备啊。
Although we have, do have a good sound system.
大家坐得靠近一点，对讲的人比较容易一点。
But it would be easier for the one who speaks if we sit closer.
我们知道很多音乐家啊，他们做演奏的人。
We know a lot of musicians when they play.
他们有一个特别的训练。
They have special training.
就是他们在音乐厅演奏的时候。
That is when they play at the symphony hall.
要让每一个角落的人都可以好像在第一排听见那样的音质和音量。
The sound, they will have to sound the sound system as if everyone is sitting on the first row.
但我承认我没有这个本事。
But I do admit that I don't have such talent.
所以弟兄姊妹若是肯往前面坐，是给我一个很大的扶持和鼓励。
So it is a great help and also encouragement for myself if brothers sisters can sit more towards the front.
希望呢，明天下午跟后明天晚上呢。我不需要这样再邀请了，大家来就往前面坐。
So hopefully I don't have to invite you again tomorrow afternoon and tomorrow night. As soon as you come here, please move to the sit at the front.
我很感谢主给我机会，在今年能够再一次到 New Jersey 和弟兄姊妹相聚。
I do very much thank the Lord that this year once again gives me the opportunity to gather together with brothers and sisters here in New Jersey.
这些日子以来。每一次我能和弟兄姊妹聚在主面前
，During all those time, every chance that I have to gather with brothers and sisters,
我心里面就充满了感谢和敬拜。
My heart is full of thanksgiving and worship.
为什么呢
？Why is that?
因为当我蒙恩年日稍微长一点
，Because as the days of me myself being saved gets longer,
我开始领略到，开始里面明白。父神在基督里给我们的救恩是何等的大。
I start to realize and understand how great is the salvation that God has given us in Christ.
所以每一次聚集的时候，我们享受到主，我心里面就充满了感谢。
So each time as we gather, every time when we enjoy, when I enjoy the Lord, then I'm full of thanksgiving.
感觉像我们这样一个人啊。
I feel that a person like us.
像有首诗歌说，何能如此，如我也能。
Just like a hymn says, how can it be even that I'm able to?
我也能够和众圣徒一同来享受在基督里的恩典。
That even me, that I can together with the saints enjoy the grace in Christ.
所以每一次我来聚会，每一次我和弟兄姊妹相聚，我里面这个感谢的心。就越来越增加。
So each time I gather and each time I meet with brothers and sisters, the heart of thanksgiving increases in my heart.
弟兄姊妹们，我们蒙恩得救是一件非同小可的事情。
Brothers and sisters, as we are saved by grace, it's not a little thing.
我盼望每一位弟兄姊妹都能够看见，都能够经历，都能够这样感谢。
And I do hope that each brother and sister can realize, can see this and also experience and have the same thanks.
等到我们见主面的时候呢，我们能够更喜乐地把我们的赞美和感谢献给他。
So when we see the Lord, we can be even more joyful to give our thanksgiving and worship unto Him.
这一次我和弟兄姊妹在四堂中间要一同来思想创世纪里面的四个人物。
This time, together with brothers and sisters, during the four sessions, I would like to consider four people in the book of Genesis.
就是挪亚、亚伯拉罕、以撒和雅各。
That's Noah, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
我们要从这四个人物呢，我来看神祝福人的原则。
Through those four characters, we would like to look at the God's principle of blessing.
我相信呢，很多弟兄姊妹从以往主的仆人们他们的信息还有文字里面，我们已经非常清楚知道创世纪里面人物所讲到那属灵的原则和意义。
I do believe that through many servants of God, that brothers and sisters already understand the characters in the book of Genesis, their spiritual meanings and principles.
所以这一次呢, 我就借着这四个人物啊, 我比较着重在我们每一个神的儿女 在经历里面怎样来得着主。
So this time through those four characters, I'm going to focus on how can we gain the Lord through our experience.
好，我们呢可以主观的来享受他。
So we can enjoy Him subjectively.
主观的来被他充满。
And subjectively being filled by Him.
我们请大家一起来读几处的经文。
I would like to everyone to read several places scriptures.
首先请大家翻到创世纪第一章, 我们读26节到28节。
Let's start with Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 through 28.
找着了,好不好? 请我们同声的来读这三节的经文。
Let's read together those three verses.
神说, 我们要照着我们的形象,按着我们的样式造人, 使他们管理海里的鱼, 空中的鸟, 地上的牲畜和全地, 并地上所爬的一切昆虫。 神就照着自己的形象造人, 乃是照着他的形象造男造女, 神就赐福给他们, 又对他们说, 要生养众多, 遍满地面, 治理这地, 也要管理海里的鱼, 空中的鸟, 和地上各样行动的活物。 我们再请翻到第五章。
And let's turn to chapter 5.
第一节和第二节。
Verse 1 and verse
2. 我们今天交通的方式呢, 我交通一段就读一段的经文,好不好?
The way we will share today is that as I share a passage, then we will read the scripture.
好,我不一次的把所有经文都读完,这样子可能,我在讲的时候大家都已经印象淡掉。We
will not just finish all of the scriptures together so that we forget about the previous ones.
好,第五章第一节,第二节。
Chapter 5, verse 1 and 2.
我们一起来。
Let's read together.
亚当的后代记在下面, 当神造人的日子, 是照着自己的样式造的, 并且造男造女, 在他们被造的日子, 曾赐福给他们, 称他们为人。 好, 我们第一段呢, 就读这, 几节, 五节的经文。
So the first part, we will just read those five verses.
我们看见在这里主的话语告诉我们说, 起初, 神造人的日子。
We see that here, Lord's word says that in the beginning when God created the days when God created man.
在他还没有造人的时候, 他心中对于将要造的人呢, 已经有了一个完美, 一个荣耀的心思和意念。
Even before he created man, to those he's going to create, he already has a mind for them that's glorious and also perfect.
我想弟兄姊妹们,我们蒙恩得救呢,我们盼望每一个神的儿女,总有一个时刻,我们感觉到我这个人受造是奇妙可畏的。
I think as we are saved by grace, there must be a moment that we feel that as we are being created, it is fearful and also amazing.
神还没有造我们的时候, 在他心里面对于要造的人呢, 他就有一个完美荣耀的意念。
So even before God created us, to those He's going to create, He already has a perfect and glorious mind to work.
这个完美他说到的, 我们要照着我们的形象来造人。
About this perfection, he said that we are going to create man according to our image.
这荣耀的意念说到呢, 他要使人呢, 有一个进一个极其高的尊贵的一个职分。
So this glorious thought says that he would like man to have such a high and also honorable position.
我们知道今天世界上的人呢, 觉得做人没有意义。
We know that man today feels that there's no meaning to be human beings.
啊，越是丰富的地方的人呢，越多得忧郁症的人。
In those places that's more wealthy and rich, more people have depression.
人觉得生活呢，没有目标，没有意义，没有价值。
And people feel that there's no meaning and no value for us being a human being.
但是一个真正尝到救恩滋味的人。
But a person who truly have tasted God's grace.
迟早我们会有一个认识，我这个人受造是奇妙的。
Sooner or later, we will realize that for us being created is so amazing.
那么神造人的时候呢，是照着他自己的形象来造人。
God has created man according to His own image.
照所有的其他的生物呢，圣经没有这样的描写。
And the Bible did not have such description as God created other creatures.
这个形象不是指着外面的样子。
This image does not mean our image.
这形象乃是指着里面的性质。
And this image means the inner character.
在新约的启示里面，我们看见主耶稣告诉我们，神是灵。
In the New Testament's revelation, Lord Jesus tells us that God is a spirit.
在这地上，所有受造的生物，他们有身体。他们有魂，可能他们也有思想，但是他们没有灵。
For all of those created on the earth, maybe they do have body and they do have soul. Maybe they have some thoughts, but there's no spirit in them.
唯有人里面有一个官能的，和神的那个形象是相似的，那是人里面有灵。
Only that human beings have some likeness towards God. That is because men have spirit.
在这个灵的里面呢，是照着他的形象来造的。
In the spirit, created according to His image.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，所以我们看见呢，在神造人的时候呢，他对人就充满了赐福的意念。
So, brothers and sisters, we see that when God created man, He has this mind of blessing toward them.
因为呢，人受造呢，在人的里面，神给我们一个度量，让我们来盛装神自己的丰满。
Because man, when man were being created, God has given man the capacity to receive all of the riches of God.
弟兄姊妹们，你我能够生活在地上。
Brothers, sisters, as you and me able to live on this earth.
我们每天过的时间和日子。
And each time and the days we live
是一个机会
is an opportunity
让我们得着神的祝福
so that we can gain the blessing from God
达到一个目的
and to attain the goal
让我们这个人里面的度量达到神量给我们的那个范围
so that our capacity is able to arrive the measure that God has measured to us
好叫神的丰富能够充满我们这个人
So the riches of God is able to fill us.
刚才我们读的两处经文给我们看见神造人的时候他对人是充满了赐福的意念。
So those two places of scripture that we just read, it tells us that when God created man, he has full of blessing for them.
我们知道今天世界上的人追求祝福。
We know that people on earth now, they seek after blessings.
但是他们在神之外去追求人认为的福气。
And they seek the blessing that's outside of God.
但是人得着这些福气的时候呢，像我刚才讲到的，越富足的人，好像越多的忧愁。
However, when men receive those blessings, those who are more rich actually become more sorrowful.
越有知识的人，他的身体就越差。这是传道书里面讲的，读书多呢，身体就疲倦。
Those with more wisdom, it seems like His health is in poor condition. That's what's mentioned in the book of Ecclesiastes. Says that the more understanding he has, and the weaker his body is.
但是我们看见神赐福给人呢，是要在人里面将他自己的丰富来充满。
But we see the blessing from God is that in man he's going to fill them with his own blessed, his own riches.
为什么神要赐福呢
？Why does God would like to give blessings?
我们知道神他的本性呢。他的属性里面，他就是爱。
We know that his own nature is love.
他要找到他爱的对象。
He has to find the object of his love.
弟兄姊妹们，人受造是作为神爱的对象。
Brothers, sisters, man being created is to be the object of his love.
今天我们在新约时代, 在神儿子耶稣基督的救赎里面,
Today in the New Testament time, we are in the salvation of Lord Jesus Christ.
我们成为神的儿女,
and we become the children of God.
他爱我们像父亲爱儿女一样,
he loves us just like father loves his children.
弟兄姊妹, 你知道吗? 你我是蒙爱的。
Brothers, sisters, you know that we are being beloved.
我不晓得在座有没有朋友或弟兄姊妹呢? 在你没有信主以前,
I don't know if there are any friends or brothers, sisters here that before you believe the Lord, your life is very sorrowful.
人生心里不平衡,
and you feel everything is unfair.
啊, 还有呢, 人里面呢, 有许多的苦毒,
and it's full, you're full of bitterness.
但是当我们接受了神的儿子耶稣基督做我的救主的时候,
but as soon as we receive God's Son, Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior,
迟早总有一天, 我们里面要被神的爱, 父亲的爱所摸着,
sooner or later, we will be touched by God's love, that Father's love.
神爱我们,
God loves us.
我们知道在地上的, 做父母亲的, 他们有什么, 他们都愿意给他们的孩子。
We know that parents on earth, whatever they have, they would like to give to their children.
而只是要给最好的给孩子。
And they provide the best to their children.
弟兄姊妹们, 我们受造, 神就是要这样子爱我们。
Brothers, sisters, as being created, God would like to love us like that.
因着爱, 祂要赐福给我们。
Because of love, He wants to bless us.
第二, 我们看见, 神不仅爱我们, 祂还是丰富的神。
Secondly, we see that not only God loves us, but He is an abundant God.
他里面是丰富的, 所以他能够给我们。
He is very rich inside, so therefore He is able to give to us.
我们人呢, 有的时候爱人呢, 但是我们不能给别人福气。
Sometimes, as human beings, we love people, but we cannot give blessings to others.
所以我们中国人有一句话说, 我爱啊, 但是我没有办法帮助你, 爱莫能助。
So as Chinese have the saying that I would love to but I cannot help you.
那我们就嘴巴说说好听的话而已, 这个没有实际的果效。
We just say some nice words but there's no practical result.
神爱我们, 祂里面是丰富的, 祂要把这一切的丰富都给我。
God loves us. He is so rich inside, so He would like to provide all the riches to us.
祂有, 祂能。
He has and He's able.
他是全丰全足的神。
He is omnipotent and omniscient.
不仅如此,
not only that.
啊, 神, 祂还以给我们, 祝福我们, 为祂的喜乐。
But God has the joy as He gives and blesses us.
今天世界上也有很多很丰富的人。
There are also many people who are very rich in, 啊, on earth.
但是他们一点都给不出去。
But they cannot give anything out.
啊, 有人做过调查。
And there's a research being done.
如果你回信的话, 我就给你两毛五分钱。
He said, if you reply to this letter, then I will give you
a quarter. 给各地的人。
He sent out to many people.
但特别选出了美国最有钱的人呢, 他写这个, 说, 如果你回这封信呢, 你就可以拿到两毛五分钱, 做什么礼物呢?
But he especially pick those the wealthiest in United States and say that if you reply the letter, you will receive a quarter.
结果穷人都不回, 都不要那两毛五分。
But at the end, actually, even the poor people did not reply. They did
not need it.
需要那两毛五分的是Donald Trump。
The one who needs it.
The Donald Trump, who's the richest of the, in the real estate business in United States, he actually won this quarter.
他不是以给为喜乐的。
不是以给,
give out as his joy.
It's not to give out as his joy.
我们的神不是这样。
But our God is not like this.
我们的神不仅丰富, 不仅爱, 而且他以给为他的喜乐。
Our God is not only love, not only so rich, but
赐福为他的喜乐,
but He has blessing and gifts. So if God's children today comes to a gathering, you did not receive the blessing, God is actually very sad.
或者你来到这里坐得远远的, 说, 主啊, 我离你远一点, 因为我不行了, 神很难过。
Or if you come here and you try to sit far away and tell God that, God, I would like to be far away from you because I'm not able, then God is very sad.
我们知道在新约圣经, 使徒保罗讲的这件事,
In New Testament, that Apostle Paul said,
他说弟兄姊妹们, 我们知道我们耶稣基督的恩典。
He said, brothers, sisters, we know the grace of Christ Jesus.
他本来是富足的,
He is originally rich.
却为我们成为贫穷。
But he has become poor for us.
好使他的贫穷成为我们的富足。
So that his need can become our rich.
弟兄姊妹们, 这就是我们的神, 以把他自己给我们, 倒空他自己, 为他的喜乐。
So brothers and sisters, this is how our God has given himself to us, empty himself to become his joy.
非常乐意, 非常喜欢, 看见每一个到他跟前来的人, 全世界上的人, 都能够得到他的祝福。
God is so willing and so joyly that he would like all of those who come before him to receive his blessing.
不仅如此,
and not only that,
我们知道当人能够得着神的祝福的时候,
when man can receive God's blessing,
神的心就满足了。
And God's heart is satisfied.
在圣经里面我们看见, 每一次当神满足满意的时候,
In the scriptures, we see that every time when God is satisfied and filled,
神的荣耀就显出来,
and the glory of God is appeared.
弟兄姊妹, 不晓得我们在一起聚会呢, 是不是有这样的光景?
Brothers and sisters, I don't know that if we have such condition when we meet together.
我们每一个人都是蒙福的,
each one of us is
教会全体是蒙福的,
so the church is blessed.
啊, 好叫神的荣耀在这里彰显。
So the glory of God can be manifested here.
你我身上为什么没有神的荣耀?
Why is it that we lack God's glory?
因为我们不会享神要给我们的祝福。
Because we do not have the mind to think about the blessing that God would like to give us.
我们不会享受, we don't know how to enjoy, how to receive. 好, 我们不知道怎样, 所以神的荣耀在我们身上显不出来。
Because we don't know how to enjoy God's blessing so that God's glory cannot be manifested in us.
啊, 这是我们从创世纪头几章呢,我们看见, 当初神造人的时候, 他对人的心意是什么?
So we can see from the first few chapters from Genesis, we can see the first how when God created man, that's his thought toward man.
啊, 我们接下来再读几处的经文。
Then let's read a few more places of scripture.
创世纪第三章,
Genesis chapter 3,
14节,
verse 14.
我们一起来,
let's read together.
耶和华神对蛇说, 你既做了这事, 就必受咒诅, 比一切的牲畜野兽更甚, 你必用肚子行走, 终身吃土。 我们再读第17节,
and let us read verse 17.
又对亚当说, 你既听从妻子的话, 吃了我所吩咐你不可吃的那树上的果子, 地必为你的缘故受咒诅, 你必终身劳苦, 才能从地里得吃的。 好, 我们再读第4章第11节,
and let us read chapter 4 verse 11.
地 开了口，从你手里接受你兄弟的血，现在你必从这地受咒诅。我们再读第五章，不，对不起，第六章。
And chapter 6.
我们从第一节读到第七节。
From verse 1 through 7.
我们一起来。当人在世上多起来，又生女儿的时候，神的儿子们看见人的女子美貌， 就随意挑选娶来为妻。耶和华说，人既属乎血气，我的灵就不永远住在他里面。然而他的日子还可到120年。那时候有伟人在地上，后来神的儿子们和人的女子们交合生子，那就是上古英武有名的人。耶和华见人在地上罪恶很大， 终日所思想的尽都是恶，耶和华就后悔造人在地上，心中忧伤。耶和华说，我要将所造的人和走兽并昆虫以及空中的飞鸟 都从地上除灭，因为我造他们后悔了。好，我们看见当人被造的时候，人是神赐福的对象。
And we see that when men were being created by God, men are the object of God's blessing.
人得着了神的福气祝福呢，神的心才满足，才喜悦。
When man received the blessing of God, then God's heart is satisfied and also joyful.
但是我们从创世纪，从第一章开始往下读，到了第三章，我们就看见人失败了。
But if we read from Genesis chapter 1 and then until chapter 3, we see that man had failed.
在什么事上失败呢？
Where did they fail from?
神给人一个吩咐。
God has command one thing toward man.
给人一个命令。
And one commandment.
叫人去守一守。
He asked the man to keep.
看起来好像很容易。
It seemed very easy.
我早期和一些弟兄姊妹在一起聚会。
In earlier days, I gathered together with brothers and sisters.
有些弟兄姊妹说，伯弟兄啊，活在旧约时代好像比新约时代容易一点。
They told me that brother Bo, it seems easier to live in the Old Testament time than in the New Testament time.
只要守一句话就够了。
You see how in Old Testament time we just to keep one word.
我说呢，这一句话我们也守不住。
But actually, even this one sentence we cannot keep.
新约时代呢，神没有叫我们。在外面律法上去守这些字句。
In New Testament time, God did not ask us to keep the law and words.
这是我今天晚上我们要讲到的。
That's what I would like to mention tonight.
我们知道亚当和夏娃在伊甸园里面，神为他们预备了一切所需用的。
We know that God has prepared everything for Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden.
但是唯有一件事，就是园当中那一棵分别善恶的知识树，神说你不要吃上面的果。
But only one thing is that God told them not to eat the fruit from the tree of knowledge and evil.
我们都知道这个故事，在第三章里面，撒旦在那个蛇的形象中呢，来引诱夏娃。
And we all know the story that Satan took the form of snake to tempt Eve.
啊，他用问号呢，用问题呢，来问夏娃。
He used a question to ask Eve.
他说：“神岂是真说？”不许你们吃园当中所有树上的果子吗？
He said that, did God really say that you could not eat all of the trees in the garden?
撒旦呢，常常把神的话语呢，我们看见扭曲了，增加了一些他自己的意见。
We see that Satan usually added or even make God's words being crooked and add his own thought.
他把它改变。
He changed them.
把它变成一个问题。
And to change them into a question.
就叫夏娃呢，开始怀疑神对人的爱。
Which makes Eve start to doubt God's love toward man.
不满足于神给人的祝福。
And not being satisfied of the blessing of God.
她就要去碰那个神吩咐人不可以吃的。
So she would like to touch that's what God command man not to eat.
这是人里面呢，被撒旦的话种进了一个不信。
That's because through Satan's words that he has planted this part of unbelief in man.
我在这里我要岔出去讲一点。
So I would like to step aside and talk.
今天我们基督徒要过美好正常的属灵生活。
For us Christians to live a good and also normal Christian life.
我们需要留意啊，我们听谁的话。
We have to be mindful who we listen to.
弟兄姊妹们，我们知道那一天撒旦呢，向夏娃说话。
Brothers and sisters, we know that day that when Satan talked to Eve,
夏娃呢把撒旦的话听进去了，她的生活就改变了。
Eve took the words of Satan and her life changed.
弟兄姊妹们，所以我们在教会的里面，在个人的生活上面，我们要非常留意我们听谁的话。
So brothers and sisters, in church and also in our personal life, we do have to be very mindful who we listen to.
我们简单的说，在这里呢，人接受了撒旦的建议呢，那个不信就在人里面产生出来。
So simply speaking, man has accepted the suggestion of Satan, so this unbelief has formed in man.
人呢，因着这个不信，他就有违背神吩咐的行动，他们就去摘了那树上的果子吃了。
And because of this unbelief, so they disobey God, and he took the fruit from the tree.
他们一吃呢，我们看见他眼睛就明亮。
So as soon as they ate it, their eyes are enlightened.
他们呢，好像呢，这个做人的这个悟性开了。
So their understanding as being human beings is open.
但是呢，他们对于神的那个交通呢，他们就开始断绝。
But they lost the communication with God.
我们讲到这是人的堕落。
This is the fallen of man.
人与呢爱的源头、祝福的源头隔绝了。
Man has been separated from the origin of love and origin of blessing.
刚才我们所读的经文就看见了，接下来在人类的生活中就是咒诅代替了祝福。
So from the scriptures we just read, from later on that during the life of man it becomes curse and instead of blessing.
因为撒旦呢把罪借着人的不信带到世界上来。
Because Satan has brought things into the world through the disobedience of man.
我们刚才读的经文呢，从亚当夏娃到该隐，然后到挪亚。
From the scriptures we just read.It's from Adam, Eve, and to Cain, and also Noah.
这一直到这一共呢，人类有十代。
And there are 10 generations of man from there.
好，我们看见了人在最终所受的影响。
And we see how man being affected in sin.
人堕落失败了以后呢，一直到了挪亚的时代，人类的光景变成完全的失落。
After man failed and fallen, until the time of Noah, they completely just lost.
我们要当最近到人性里面来。
We know that as soon as things become enter into man,
不是立刻人就显出了各种的败坏。
Not that man immediately show all those corruption.
有一个弟兄这样描写，这好像我们生病感染一样。
A brother described as if we become sick with infection.
当我们抵抗力弱的时候，我们在一个充满了细菌或者是病毒的环境里面。
When our immune system is weak, when we are in this environment full of bacteria and virus.
当这些病毒进到我们里面去的时候，我们还过一段好像蛮正常健康的生活。
When those virus enter into our bodies, although we still live such a normal life.
但是这个病毒在我们身体里面开始发展的时候，慢慢就开始流鼻涕、打喷嚏，然后呢，头痛就躺下来。
So as the virus starts to grow in our bodies, slowly we have runny nose or headaches, and then we have to lie down.
所以罪在人性里面，它历史上的发展也是这样。
So is the when things enter into man, that's how the historical story grows.
亚当和夏娃他们不能见神的面，他们非常的难过。
When Adam and Eve they could no longer see God's face, they were very grieved.
那么到了该隐和亚伯的时候，
and until the time of Cain and Abel,
我们看见人类的这个人性呢，就显出了罪的一些的果子来。
And we see the human nature has shown some fruit of things.
当该隐和亚伯都要去敬拜神，他们去献祭的时候。
When Cain and Abel they were going to worship God and offered up their offerings.
好，我们知道该隐的那个祭就讲到人类宗教的起源。
And the offering from Cain actually talk about the origin of man's religion.
人用自己的努力，用自己的好行为。要去得神的喜悦。
Men use their own effort and their own good deeds to try to please God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，今天地上的宗教，我们讲那些好的宗教。
Dear brothers and sisters, the religion, the good religion in the world today.
我们不是讲那些邪教。
We're not talking about those evil religions.
这些好的宗教呢，就是人要努力去达到神那个圣洁公义的标准。
Those good religions is that man will try so hard to reach.The holy and also just.
人要去寻找神。
God, man would like to look for God.
人要在自己的里面讨神的喜悦。
Man in himself tries to please God.
在自己的里面要得神的祝福。
In himself tries to receive the blessing.
但是亚伯他却献上了一只群中头生的羊羔。
But Abel offered up the firstborn of the flock.
那么神就悦纳了亚伯的祭物。
And God has accepted the offering of Abel.
这里好像给我们隐约的看见了亚伯献祭是从启示里面他看见神要什么。
So here we see that Abel had this offering because he had seen what God really liked in Revelation.
他不是凭着自己的努力。
He did not use his own effort.
他承认我这个人呢已经失去了祝福。现在我需要有一个赎罪的羊羔。
He admitted that he has already lost the blessing, therefore he needs the lamp to redeem his sin.
因着这两个祭, 我们看见, 地上那个罪结出一个果子, 该隐的那一天呢, 他就大大的发怒, 变了脸色。
Because of those two offerings, we see the result of the sin is that Cain, he truly got very mad that day.
弟兄姊妹们, 我们今天在肉身生活中也看见, 当一个人生气的时候, 脸就拉长了。
Brothers and sisters, in our flesh, we also see that when someone gets mad, his face changes.
好，我们看，这是一个家庭里面的事情。
We see that what happened in a family.
今天在神的家中啊，我们不应该这样，对不对？ 应该弟兄相爱，不应该啊这个生气啊。
We shouldn't be mad as we are in the family of God. We shall love each other.
一生气啊，这脸一拉长，我们看见他接下来他就动手打他的兄弟。
As we see that when he got mad, next he did was he beat up his brother. And beat him up to the point he killed his brother. That was the fruit of sin in man.
罪生出恨,恨就生出了凶杀。
Hatred comes out from sin, and then killing comes out from hatred.
所以到新约圣经里面,主就讲到,他说呢,恨人的就是杀人。
So in the New Testament, Lord said that those who hate people means kill people.
弟兄姊妹们，我们看见这是人类的第二代。
So brothers and sisters, that's the second generation of
human beings. 但是神要刑罚该隐的时候。
So when God was going to punish Cain,
神说我要把你驱逐出去，在地上漂泊。
God said, I'm going to cast you out and let you be wandering on earth.
做一个逃亡者。
And become someone
fugitive.
A fugitive.
那么该隐说这个惩罚太大了。
And Cain said, this is such a great punishment.
他里面还有一个感觉,他不能见神的面,是一个很大的惩罚。
And in him, he still has this feeling that he knows that when he cannot see God's face, it's such a great punishment.
他说,如果人遇见我,人就要杀我。
He said that if people see me, then they will kill me.
神说,不,我会保护你。
God said, no, I will protect you.
但是我们看见该隐这样被驱逐出去了。
But we see when Cain was cast out,
他的子孙呢,就开始 他们不漂泊,他们建城了,住在城里面舒服一点,保护自己。
You see his descendants start to build up a city, and they are not wandering, they start to protect themselves.
所以他不服神对他的管教。
Because they are not obedient to the discipline of God.
这个不信呢,显出他的悖逆。
And this heart of disbelief shows their disobedience.
到了挪亚的时代,就是人类的第十代。
And when it comes to the time of Noah, it was the 10th generation of man.
我们刚才读到那一段的记载,
the place we just read.
我们看见了, 人类从该隐那个时代更往下去,
we see that man falling even more, start from Cain's time.
我们第一个读到呢, 他说当世上的人多起来,
first we see that when the human beings on earth become more,
又生女儿的时候,
and after they give daughters.
神的儿子们看见人的女子美貌就随意挑选娶来为妻。
And the sons of God saw the daughters of men that they were fair, and they took them as wives, all they want.
所以第三节说,耶和华说人就属乎血气。
So the verse 3 says that man belongs to flesh.
Man is flesh.
Man is flesh.
人变成了肉体。
Man is flesh.
所以神说呢, 我的灵就不住在他里面,来教导他,来与他相争。
So then God says, my spirit shall not always strive with man and to teach him.
弟兄姊妹们,这讲到人的灵向着神完全的死掉。
So it tells that the spirit of man totally died towards God.
人虽然与神隔绝了, 但是人向着神还有良心一点的感觉。
Although the man's being separated from God, but there's man toward God still have this his conscience. We know that on earth, very few people has walked according to his conscience on earth.
Not too many conscientious people. 很多人呢,为人呢,就是我能夺,我就夺,我能抢就抢,我能反对,我就反对,从来没有一点点里面有感觉的。
Many people do whatever he wants. If he wants to rob, he robs. If he wants to be rebellious, he wants to be rebellious.
今天我们如果碰到一个人,他还照着良心做人呢,那个人真是很善良的人。
So if today we see someone who still conscience, then he's truly a good man.
我读高中的时候,我们学校有那些小贩, 来卖红茶，因为台湾很热啊，冰红茶啊，每一个人都是两个桶子摆在自行车后面来卖，有一个人他的桶上面写良心红茶。
Well, in my high school days, that there were vendors selling iced tea, and one vendor has this.
他说，我的这个 tea 是according my conscience. 我们就问他，你为什么叫良心红茶呢？他说，我这个水是烧开过的水才泡的。
So we asked him, why is your tea is according to your conscience? Then he said that because my tea is after I boil the water.
所以我们每一次一下课都是跟这个良心红茶买 iced tea 喝。
So every time after class, we bought this iced tea from this conscious iced tea.
但是在人类的第十代，我们看见神说人是肉体。
But then we see from the 10th generation, God said that man is flesh.
就告诉我们说，人里面神造人的时候那个次序已经完全被破坏，完全混乱。
So we see the order when God first created man is already being all disturbed and all destroyed.
神造人的时候，人最外面的是属物质的，是属生理的，这个叫做body身体。
So when God created man, the outermost of man is body, it belongs to physical and physical material.
然后呢，我们里面呢有我们的精神这个层面，我们叫做我们人的魂生命 ，soulish life.
And inside we have the soulish life.
好，这是我们的人格的发表。
That's the manifestation of our characters.
好，那么我们最里面的照着他的形象照的人有人的灵。
And the innermost is according to his image, which is the spirit.
这三个主要的成分呢，各有它的功能和职责的。
And all those three major parts all have its functions.
神原来造人，他的设计，他的心意是这样：灵要在人的身体里面最中间，并且是最高的地位。
God's original design of man is that man's spirit should be the focal point.And
the center and the highest place in man. 就是我们人呢，我们要借着灵与神交通，借着灵接受神的话语，我们来管理我们的魂。
So through spirit we can communicate with God, and also through spirit we can
use our soul.
We can use our soul.
我们的魂里面有我们的思想。
In our spirit, we have our thoughts.
在我们的魂里面有我们这个人的情感。
And in our spirit, we have our emotions.
在我们魂的里面有我们这个人的意志。
In our soul, we have our will.
这三个官能的配合就构成我这个人的人格。
And all those three functions, they interact with each other, become our personality.
有的人是情感丰富的，像艺术家，像文学家。
Some people are very emotional, just like artists or the writers.
也有的人呢，他里面呢是非常理性的，用思考的，好像是数学家。
And some people are very logical, such as like mathematicians.
也有的人呢，意志力很刚强。
And some people have a strong will.
在正面来讲啊，有的人在政治上面，在军事上面，他就能够贯彻；在工作上面，他可以去做这个 CEO。
Positively speaking, some people can use this, such as in military or politically speaking, or become the CEO.
这是我们的魂。
That's our soul.
神叫我们的魂应该是做我们灵的仆人，或者做他的管家。
God would like the soul, the spirit to become the soul to be the no.
The steward of our spirit.
To the steward of our spirit.
就是魂呢，应该是服在灵的管理的底下。
So the soul should be under the control of spirit.
那么灵管了魂呢，吩咐魂呢，那魂怎么做事呢？要借着身体。
So when spirit commands soul, then how does the soul do work? That's through the body.
灵是与神交通的。
Spirit communicates with God.
魂是认识自己，也认识人的。
So is to know ourselves and to know man.
身体呢是与物质世界来接触的。
And the body is in contact with the material world.
这是当初神造人的时候，神赐福的那个次序。
So that is the principle and the order of God's blessing when God first created man.
但是我们看见到了挪亚的时代,
but we see that in times of Noah,
神的灵就不住在人的灵里面, 人的灵不能跟神交通了, 不愿意跟神交通了。
God's spirit no longer lives in the spirit of man, and God does not want to communicate with man.
弟兄姊妹们, 人就属乎肉体。
So man is flesh.
这肉体是什么呢?
So what is flesh?
有人讲就是人的魂和我们的身体的欲望结合的一个掺杂的一种东西。
That some people say that is the union of our the lust of our body and also our soul.
我们呢就产生了许许多多的这些现象。
So a lot of phenomena have appeared.
所以在这里第三节讲到人是肉体。
So the verse 3 says, man is flesh.
那么人的行为怎样, 就不再受约束。
So man's actions no longer are under control.
人随着自己的意思, 要做什么就做什么。
Man according to his own thought, whatever he would like to do, he does.
弟兄姊妹, 神造人的时候, 人呢, 是极其的完美的。
Brothers and sisters, when God created man, men are very perfect.
而且人呢, 里面呢, 有相当大的智慧和能力。
And also in man, they have great wisdom and power.
但是在这一切之中呢, 神给人有一个限制, 有一个范围。
But in all those, God has constrained them and give them a boundary.
人不能超越那个。
Man should not cross.
如果人超越的话, 就会带来挪亚时代的那种可怕的结果。
If man cross such boundary, then the result will be this very scary result of what happened in Noah's time.
但是今天我们看见啊, 在这个时代里面, 人好像挪亚那个时代一样。
But today we see in this generation that men were just like the generation of Noah.
在家庭生活里面我们看见, 父母管教孩子不容易。
In family life, we see that it is hard for parents to discipline their children.
在学校里面你看, 老师要教导孩子也不容易。
And so you see that in school, it's hard for teachers to discipline children. And it's the same in social life.
人不受约束, 随意而行。
Men are not being constrained and they do whatever they like.
他觉得我要做什么, 这是我喜欢。
They do whatever they like.
弟兄姊妹们, 这是人堕落以后在咒诅中的表现。
Brothers and sisters, that's what happens when man fallen and that's under curse.
第二种情形,
and the second phenomena, then heroes appear on earth.
他是那些人呢, 就是上古英武有名的人。
And those become the mighty men which are of old.
啊, 他们呢, 成为呢, 大有名望, 啊, 发展自己, 比别人还大, 比别人高大, 变成英雄。
They become so famous and they show themselves as better than others and become heroes.
弟兄姊妹, 这是人在咒诅中的一种的表现。
That's what man shows as they are under curse.
一个在主里面蒙恩的人。
A person who's been saved by grace.
他里面越丰富, 他越感觉到自己无有。
And the more rich he has, he feels that he's in lack.
但是在世界上, 当一个人没有的时候，他要自己变成丰富，要变成高大。
But in the world, when someone has nothing, he would like to become rich and become so high above others.
这个有名和成为英武的人，我们简单的讲，就是一个完全活在己生命里面。
Those who are famous and become mighty, those are the ones who totally live in his self life.
这个在英文里面有一种描写。 就是以己为生命, 叫做 egocentric.
In English, there's a description called egocentric.
就是我这个人自我, 一碰到什么事情, 一碰到什么环境, 都是我。
That is that I'm very self-centered. In whatever condition I encounter, it's all about me.
我们知道这是人在咒诅中的一种的表现。
That's a manifestation of man being cursed.
底下再描写一点。
And another description.
他说神呢见人在地上罪恶很大。
God saw the wickedness of man was great.
他说终日所思想的里面尽都是恶。
And every imagination of the thought of his heart was evil.
所以人的心思意念从里面开始变得邪恶。
So
败坏,
man's mind start from inner become very evil and corrupted.
我再讲啊, 弟兄们, 我插出去讲一句话,
I would like to step aside and mention.
基督徒啊, 我们要过正常美好的生活,
for Christians, we shall live a normal and good life.
我们需要保守我们的心思意念,
we have to keep our mind.
所以在新约时代, 使徒告诉我们说, 我们头上呢, 要戴上救恩的头盔。
So that in the New Testament time, apostles tell us that we shall put on the helmet of salvation.
弟兄姊妹们,
so our mind shall be kept.
因着心思意念呢,
because all the imagination of the thoughts are full of evil every day.
好，我们看见他们的行为呢,
so their actions become violent.
行为呢,
and their actions become corrupted.
从里面到外面都坏了,
they are fallen, corrupted from inner to outside.
我想我们的神何等的伤痛啊,
see how grief is our God.
所以圣经上用人的, 能够领会的言语讲出神心里面的感觉。
So the scripture uses what man can understand to tell us how God feels.
所以他说呢, 耶和华神说, 我后悔造人在地上。
So it says that the Lord said, I repent from creating man.
因为人这样子, 在咒诅中生活, 叫神的心忧伤痛苦。
Because man lived under curse, and God's heart is grieved.
弟兄姊妹们, 我们今天虽然蒙恩得救了,
brothers and sisters, although today we are saved by His grace,
我们虽然是神的儿女,
although we are God's children,
有时候我们还会中撒旦的诡计,
but sometimes we still fall into the trap of Satan.
有时候我们会住在这种的情况里面, 我们自己不觉得,
sometimes we live in such condition, but we don't realize.
我们还觉得自己是最爱主的,
and we saw we are the one who loved the Lord the most, and others are all wrong.
弟兄姊妹们, 这个叫神心里面非常的难过。
Brothers and sisters, this condition will make God feel very sad.
我们的神, 他永远不放弃,
our God will never give up.
我们知道, 在新约圣经, 使徒保罗讲, 神在爱中永远不失败。
In New Testament, Apostle Paul said that God will never fail in love.
或者这样讲, love never fails. 啊, 神在爱中永远不失败。
Love never fails.
所以主要在人间, 重新来做祝福的工作。
So God would like to restore the work of love in man.
啊, 这就是我们讲到, 从挪亚开始, 我们看见, 神要把他赐福的原则和道路启示给人。
So we see starting from Noah, God would like to reveal his principle of blessing and the way of blessing to man.
这些原则和道路也是神在人间恢复工作的原则和道路。
This principle and way is also the God's restoration work, the same principle and way.
啊, 从第六章开始一直到第九章,
from chapter 6 until chapter 9,
我们看见神借着挪亚来显明, 啊, 他赐福的原则和道路。
God through Noah to manifest to show that his way and principle of blessing.
我们接下来来读几处的经文。
So then let us read several places of scripture.
创世纪第六章第八节,
Genesis chapter 6 verse 8
到第十节,
until 10,
我们一起读。
Let's read together.
唯有挪亚在耶和华眼前蒙恩, 挪亚的后代记在下面, 挪亚是个义人, 在当时的世代是个完全人, 挪亚与神同行, 挪亚生了三个儿子, 就是闪、含、雅佛。 我们再读13节和14节。
And verse 13 and 14.
我们一起来。 神就对挪亚说, 凡有血气的人, 他的尽头已经来到我面前, 因为地上满了他们的强暴, 我要把他们和地一并毁灭, 你要用割斐木造一只方舟, 分一间一间的造, 里外抹上松香。 我们再读第18节。
And verse 18.
我却要与你立约, 你同你的妻与儿子儿妇都要进入方舟。 第22节。
Verse 22.
挪亚就这样行, 凡神所吩咐的, 他都照样行了。 好, 我们再读
第九章第一节。
And let's read chapter 9 verse 1。
神赐福给挪亚和他的儿子，对他们说，你们要生养众多，遍满了地。好，我们最后再读一下希伯来书十一章第七节。
And the book of Hebrews chapter 11 verse 7。
我们一起来。挪亚因着信，既蒙神指示他未见的事，动了敬畏的心，预备了一只方舟，使他全家得救，因此就定了那世代的罪，自己也承受了那从信而来的义。好，在这里我们看见神在那个时代还要找到他祝福的对象和出口。
Here we see that God in that generation, he still would like to find the object of his blessing and way.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹今天晚上坐在这里，你有没有一个感觉？
I don't know if brothers and sisters have a feeling as you sit here.
我能坐在这里是因为神爱我，他找到了我。
I'm able to sit here is because God has loved me and he has found me.
他把我带到这里来，因为他要祝福我。
He has brought me here because he is going to bless me.
我们想那个时代呢，人类到了第十代啊，地上可能上百万人。
In that 10th generation of man, there were probably more than millions of people.
那么多人中间呢，主只找到一个人，他还可以向他说话。
Among all those many people, Lord only could find one man that he could speak to.
主可以找到一个人，主还能够把那个祝福保留为着他。
God could still find one man that he still kept his blessing for him.
弟兄姊妹，那就是今天你我蒙恩得救，我们所得着的地位。
Brothers, sisters, that is you and me, the position we have gained as we are saved by grace.
你有没有感觉到主爱我们，救我们，为了要赐福给我们？
Have you felt that Lord loves us, saved us, is to bless us?
我们有没有常常因着环境，我们怀疑神是不是爱我？
Have we ever start to doubt if God still loves us through the circumstances?
因着遭遇，我们在人面前，在神面前发怨言。
Under the circumstances, we start to complain before God and before man.
我们若是有这样情形，因为我们还不认识神在他爱子里面救我们，他对我们的心是怎样。
If we have such condition, that is because we do not yet understand that how God saved us through his son and how his blessing toward us.
神向挪亚宣告他要审判那个时代。
God has proclaimed to Noah that he's going to judge that generation.
他向挪亚指示得救的方法道路。
And he has showed the way of salvation to Noah.
所以啊，挪亚就听神的吩咐。
So Noah listened to the commandment of God.
他就造了一个方舟。
And he built an ark.
好，我们看见了，挪亚照着神的吩咐呢，他就进了方舟。
So we see that Noah, according to the commandment of God, he entered the ark.
神要借着洪水除去咒诅。
Through the flooding, God is going to remove the curse.
再带进祝福来。
And bring in the blessing again.
神的方式呢是把旧造结束，带进一个新造。
The way that God does is to end the old creation and bring in the new creation.
所以我们看见了挪亚在那个世代，他就在耶和华眼前蒙恩。
So we see that Noah has found grace before Jehovah in that generation.
不是挪亚找到神。
Not that Noah found God.
是神在众人中间找到这个人，神就在他身上施恩典。
But God has found this person among men, and God showed grace toward him.
弟兄姊妹，这就是我们蒙恩得救的经历。
Brothers and sisters, that's our experience of salvation.
你为什么生在爱主的家庭里面呢？
Why were you born in the family that loves the Lord?
你为什么从来没有听过福音，主把你带到这个环境里面来？
Why was it that you have never listened to the gospel before, but God brought you to this environment?
因为你我在神的眼前蒙恩。
Because you and me have found grace before God.
主不仅在我们身上施恩典。
Not only Lord gives us grace.
Gives 我们的 favor.
Gives us the favor.
宠爱，神宠爱我。
God truly loves and shows
favor. 我们这样环境那样环境来听见福音。
And he gave us this kind of circumstances or that to
listen to God. 然后主还把他要做的事指示给挪亚。
And God also showed Noah what he would like to do.
所以在希伯来书作者说他蒙神的指示。
So the author of the book of Hebrews said that he's being warned of God.
在有一个英文版本的翻译，这个蒙神指示他说 oracularly warned by God. 神亲口的向他警告。
So one translation in English says that he oracularly warned by God.
是神的话语在他里面的产生的作用。
So the word of God has showed some effect in him.
我要请问一下我们在座弟兄姊妹。
I would like to ask brothers and sisters.
从你听福音开始到现在，听过几场道？
From the day that you listen to gospel, how many sermons have you heard?
有几句话进到你心里面去了？
How many words truly enter into your heart?
如果每一次来聚一次会，有一句话进到我们心里面来。
If each time as you gather, there's at least one word enters to your heart.
弟兄姊妹，那你是个蒙福的人。
Then you are someone find favor.
你就像挪亚一样。
You are just like Noah.
那天挪亚的神口头的警告他的时候，这句话进到他心里面去了。
When that day God oracularly warned Noah, this word entered into him.
他就放弃他原来的生活。
So he gave up his original life.
我们不知道他原来是做什么的。
We don't know what he did originally.
很可能在他500岁那一年,
Probably when he was 500 years old, God spoke to him.
他就带着他的儿子,
then he took his son,
吩咐他的妻子和媳妇,
command his wife and daughter.
你们在家做 support, 我们上当去砍木头去了。
You've been the support back home, then we are just cut the woods down.
我们就在那里了, 他建一个, 从来没有人见过的一个大的木头箱子, 就是ark。
So he built an ark, which is the wooden box which nobody has seen before.
圣经上讲他这个行动是因为他里面被敬畏推动了。
The scripture says that he was moved with fear. Moved by fear.
他对神的话语认真了。
He was truly serious with God's word.
我们在教会生活里面常常看见一些弟兄姊妹，他不是不信主，也不是不好，但是好像就是不是很认真。
Sometimes in our church life, we see some brothers and sisters, not that he does not believe God, nor does he not good, but he just not serious with God.
但是很奇妙的，也没有人劝勉，也没有人去鼓励，有一天他忽然之间不一样了。But
very amazingly, nobody encouraged him, but just one day he become different.
我们知道神向那个人说话。
We know that because God has spoken to that person. Have you ever had such a
experience? 我在很年轻的时候，二十几岁。
When I was young, about 20 something.
在大学校园里面，我就看见有弟兄姊妹，有不信主的人，他们改变了。
In my college, I saw that some disbelievers they changed.
有的人呢，你请他来聚会，一请、二请、三请，他都不动。
There were some people that you invite them to come to meetings, you ask them for so many times, but they did not move.
有的弟兄姊妹请他来参加祷告聚会，跟他讲祷告的重要、祷告的宝贵，讲了半天，还是我争取争取，还是不来。
We asked some brothers and sisters to come to the prayer meeting, although we told them the importance of prayer meeting, but they still considered and did not come.
但有一天你发现呢，聚会还没开门呢，他第一个人站在门口等参加祷告聚会。
But one day you realize that even before the door opened, he's the first person stood outside to wait to come to prayer meeting. This person has found favor before God.
这就是挪亚。
That is Noah.
弟兄姊妹们，我们要爱慕这个。
Brothers and sisters, we have to have desire of this.
我们对主说的话，我们是很多理由去推脱呢，还是说主啊，是的。
For the words God has spoken to us, do we just give excuses and say no, or we say yes to Lord?
有一年我去，我女儿她毕业了，我去接她回家。One
year that my daughter graduated, and I gave her right back home.
我到那里帮她装车，把行李装了。她住在她 apartment 里面。As
she lived in her apartment, I went there to pack and bring all her suitcases into the car.
她一个 roommate 是一个非洲来的女孩子，个子好高啊。
Her roommate is from Africa and very tall.
黑人女孩,
a black person.
她早上六点钟我就听见她就起来了。
I heard that she woke up at 6 o'clock in the morning.
我就出来看看,她趴在客厅的地上在祷告。
Then I saw that she was kneeling down on the floor.
不是 kneel, prostrate, whole body.
She was prostrate. Her whole body was prostrating on the floor praying.
祷告, 在那里说话,
she was praying and so joyfully speaking to the Lord.
6:30, 她起来做早餐,
6:30 she got up to cook breakfast.
她在那里洗碗, 做早餐, 唱一首诗歌,
she was doing dishes and making breakfast
我们在,
and she was singing a hymn.
在美国, 现在南方很多年轻弟兄姊妹常常唱的, 那首诗歌只有两个字, Yes Lord, Yes Lord, Yes, Yes Lord. 你们听过?
This is a hymn that in Southern that many brothers and sisters, young people usually sing. That's only two words. That's Yes, Lord.
这是他把他的心愿告诉主说，主啊，今天你安排什么事情，你借着什么人向我说话？ 我说 Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Yes, Lord.
So she told the Lord that whoever you threw the person speak to me or whatever you arrange for me, I tell you Yes, Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，这个叫做蒙福。
Brothers and sisters, that's called find favor.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天不多看见神的儿女们普遍的有这种蒙福的光景。
We don't see many brothers, sisters. We don't see many children of God being blessed like this.
我们看见挪亚动了敬畏的心，他就去预备那个方舟。
We see that Noah is being moved by fear, so that he started to prepare the ark.
他的邻居啊，就稀奇，这个挪亚不见了，到哪里去了呢？
And his neighbor were amazed that they could not find Noah. Where is he?
到他家敲门了，他太太出来问说：“挪亚去哪里了？”
They knocked on his door, and his wife came out. They asked, "Where is Noah?"
他说：“我先生带着孩子到山上去砍木头去，他要造一个大的方舟。”
Then she told them that my husband took my children up onto the mountain to cut down the wood to build a big ark.
啊，这些邻居起先是好奇啊，也去看看。
And at first, the neighbors were curious, so they went up there to see.
看着他们就笑挪亚，你这个人简直有点crazy啊！
And they mocked at Noah, said, "You're crazy."
啊，你做这些正事不做。You
are not doing what you're supposed to do.
你看，你天天做这些事情，要你太太去养家。But
then you are just doing this and leave your wife to support the home.
怎么可以这样子呢？
How can you do this?
他们就笑挪亚。So
they laugh at him.
挪亚就向他们传讲，有一天洪水要来。
Then Noah told them that one day the flood will come.
神要除去咒诅,
God is going to take away all the curse.
只有你能够进入这个方舟, 你才能得救。
You can be safe only when you enter this ark.
没有一个人接受。
And there was no one accepted.
他们觉得生活很快乐,
they felt their life was
just happy. 挪亚的日子人又吃又喝又嫁又娶。
So the Lord said that in the days of Noah, people eat and drink and marry. Just like our days now.
别人讲说你看你少赚一点钱。
Today, if you love the Lord and others say that you earn less.
你爱主，你就守在这里，别人搬到那里去，他就升级了。你看。
If you love the Lord, you just stay here. But for others who move, then they got promoted.
弟兄姊妹，你要拣选什么呢？
So brothers sisters, what would you like to choose?
我们看见挪亚在那个时代传义道。
We see that the day Noah in that time he preached the righteousness.
但是很可惜，当水来的时候。
But unfortunately, when the flood came,
只有八口人进到方舟。Only
eight people enter into the ark.
所以就事实来讲，今天你我都是挪亚的后代。So
according to the fact, you and me are the descendants of Noah.
我们不仅是亚当的后代，我们更是挪亚的后代。
We are not only the descendant of Adam, but we are also the descendant of Noah.
挪亚预备了方舟，不仅从水里面得救。
Noah prepared the ark, not only delivered from the flood.
而且他承受因信而得了义。
But he also received the justification by faith.
这个 faith, 这个 righteousness according to faith.
This is righteousness according to faith.
就他不凭着他自己的努力到神面前来说我是对的。
So not according his own effort, he does not come to God say that I'm right.
神告诉我说你进入方舟，他就进入方舟。
God told him to enter into ark, he did.
神说这就是你的义，这就是你对。
And God said, this is your righteousness.
因为你相信了我的话。
Because you have believed my word.
弟兄姊妹，借着挪亚的一生，神向我们显出什么呢？
So brothers and sisters, what does God show us through the life of Noah?
神必须要把旧造结束。
God has to end the old creation
才能除去咒诅,
to remove the curse.
他必须带进新造,
he must bring in the new creation.
他才能恢复他所要给人的祝福,
and he can restore the blessing that he would like to give to
man. 所以我们接下来要花一点点时间,
so From now on, we would like to spend some time on those two points.
请我们读一下 哥林多后书5章17节。
Let's read the second book Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17.
我想这一节我们应该都会背。
I think that we shall memorize this verse.
我们一起来。 若有人在基督里， 他就是新造的人， 旧事已过， 一切都变成新的。 这句话非常非常重要。
This is a very important verse.
我们要享受神的祝福。
For us to enjoy the blessing of God,
我们必须是新造。
We must be a new creation.
什么是新呢？
So why is new?
这不是指的时间上的先后， 新旧。
It's not talking about the chronicle order, new or old.
比如说我们在学校里面，
For example, as we are in school,
如果你是二年级， 你就不是freshman了。
If you are in sophomore, then you are not freshman.
因为你不新了。
Because you are no longer new.
这是时间上人讲的新旧。
That's what we talk about in times older, new or old.
这个新也不是程度上面的好坏。
And this new does not mean the good or bad in level, different level.
我不太用这computer。
I don't really use computer much.
我不知道computer这个。 一天到晚同一个版本的，不是同一个东西啊，但是它有不同的版本 ，version 1 version 2。
We know that in computer there are different versions, version 1 or version 2.
这个 XP 有 version 1 version 2。
There's version 1 XP or version 2 XP.
Vista 呢有九，这个 2006年、2007年、2008年。
There's also 2006-2007 Vista.
但是它程度上不一样。
They're all the same Vista but different level.
这也不是神祝福的那个心。
And that's not the heart of God's blessing.
它乃是全然不同的性质。
That's a totally different nature.
全然不同的那个本质。
All different quality.
它的nature和quality是完全不一样。
The nature and quality is totally different.
是人间的， 在受造里面没有的。
And that's, they don't have this in the created, in the world.
它乃是出于神的。
That is from God.
这个乃是新的。
And that is new.
弟兄姊妹们， 若有人在基督里， 他就是一个新造。
So brothers and sisters, if someone is in Christ, then he's a new creation.
我们知道基督就是挪亚所造的那个方舟的预表。
We know that Christ is the type of the ark that Noah built.
我们得救的时候， 神就把我们放在这个方舟。
As we were saved, then God has put us in this ark.
它是出于神的。
That's from God.
是属于神的。
Belongs to God.
每一个点都是照着神的。
Every point is according to God.
弟兄姊妹， 这个是新。
The brothers and sisters, this is new.
这是教会今天所以能够享受神的祝福， 第一个条件。
That's the first qualification.
First condition.
First
to
condition.
Receive the blessing of the Lord.
First condition to receive the blessing of the Lord.
我们看见啊， 这个新的今天在我们身上有很多经历上面是实在的。
We see that this new in our experience they are very real.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有读同一段圣经呢？ 读过10遍。
Brothers and sisters, have you ever read the same place of scripture 10 times?
每一次读你都觉得新。
But every time you read it, you feel it's new.
那你摸到基督了。
Then you have touched Christ.
如果你一翻呢，就想说啊，我早就知道了。 那你还是旧造的。
If every time when you flip it, then you think you know it already, then you are still in the old creation.
我现在每一次读圣经，我都感觉好像主啊，我好像第一次读一样。
Now every time when I read the scripture, I feel that Lord, it's as if my first time.
我好像从来没有看过一样。
As if I have never read it before.
不是夸口。
I'm not boasting.
我觉得我越来越贫穷在主的里面。
I feel that I become more lacking in the Lord.
面对的是太大的一件事情。
Because what I'm facing is so great.
我们唱诗歌。
As we sing a hymn.
有些诗歌呢， 我们不知道唱过多少遍。
For some hymns, we have sung so many times that we can't even remember.
每次唱里面那感觉都是新的。
Each time as we sing it, we feel new inside.
我们见的弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
如果主还没有回来， 我们可能在这里再去50年。
If Lord still tarries not coming back, then we might still meet here for another 50 years.
从黑发聚到白发,
from black hair to gray hair and become old.
但是你发现在弟兄姊妹里面有新的情绪。
But we find newness in brothers and sisters.
因为它里面有不是出于地的, 而是出于神的。
Because from him there's something not from the earth, but it's from God.
何等的奇妙。
How amazing this is.
若有人在基督里,
他就是新造。
If any man be in Christ, he's the new creation.
第二个, 这个新造 是在基督里才找得到。
Secondly, this newness must be found in Christ.
有人讲在新约圣经里面 最常出现的一个词, 一个 phrase, 就是 in Christ。
Some people say that the phrase that appears most often in the New Testament is in Christ.
大概出现了200次以上。
It appears more than 200 times.
这个在基督里啊, 是一个非常 昂贵, 非常贵重的一个礼物, 一个恩, 一个祝福。
This in Christ is a very valuable, very expensive blessing.
Yes, expensive. Very, very, nothing more expensive than this. 没有一件事物比这个更昂贵。
There is nothing more expensive than this.
我们想挪亚去造方舟造了多少年。
We see that how many years that Noah built the ark.
我不容易考证出来，我猜想大约100年。
It's hard to prove it, but I guess it's about 100 years.
因为在创世纪第五章结束的时候，讲到挪亚500岁的时候，他三个儿子都长成了。
Because at the end of chapter 5 of Genesis, it says that when Noah was 500 years old, his three sons grew up.
那么他进方舟那一天呢，是他600岁生日那一天。
And the day he entered the ark was his birthday of 600 years old.
一个建筑物，一个物件，要用100年的功夫来建造，那是相当昂贵的。
For a building to take 100 years to build, that's very expensive.
神为了要成全他的救赎。
For God to fulfill his salvation.
他在人类历史中几乎等了4000年。
Among man's history, he has almost waited for 4,000 years until the time
fulfilled.
According to the day that God has appointed, his son has become flesh man.
为我们软弱, 还在最终不知道自己什么叫做罪的, 死在十字架上。
And he has died on the cross for us who are still weak in sin.
神给我们的是什么呢?
So what did God give us?
是他的独生子,
His only begotten Son.
是他的爱子,
His beloved Son.
弟兄姊妹们,
Brothers and sisters, this is very expensive.
我只有一个女儿,
I only have one daughter.
我也只有一个儿子,
I have only one son.
他们两个在我的心中都是独生的。
And for both of them in me, they are the only begotten one.
他们身上发生任何一点事情都摸到我的心了。
Whatever happens to them truly touched my heart.
我承认我不是一个好父亲。
I admit I'm not a good father.
我尚且有这样的感觉。
I even have such feeling.
我们的神把他的儿子给我们。
Our God has given us His Son.
在基督里, 这是一个最昂贵, 最贵重的祝福和礼物。
In Christ, that's the most expensive and most valuable blessing and gift.
但是很可惜啊,
But unfortunately,
这个真理, 在神儿女们中间, 也是最不被了解, 最不被尊重的一件事情。
But this truth among God's children is something that's least being understood and not being respected.
我们不了解，所以我们不知道神爱我们。
Because we don't understand, so we don't know that God loves us.
我们不尊重，所以我们呢，在基督之外去找祝福。
Because we do not respect it, so we try to find blessing outside of Christ.
我们不尊重，不欣赏，所以在基督之外去找方法，啊，去找道路。
Because we do not appreciate, we do not respect it, so we try to find our way outside of Christ.
弟兄姊妹们, 这一个认识, 在每一个蒙恩得救的弟兄姊妹身上, 我们要求主开我们的眼睛。
Brothers and sisters, for each brother and sister, we are saved by grace. We need Lord to open our eyes.
在基督里, 我们才是新造。
Only in Christ, we are the new creation.
好, 我们也看见了。 在基督里，神把一切他的作为、他的祝福，他要给我们的都包括在里面。
And we see that in Christ, He has included all His work, His blessing, and His deeds in this.
我们今天没有时间去细讲。
Today we don't have time to talk in detail.
在基督里我们得生命。
In Christ we receive life.
在基督里我们蒙悦纳。
In Christ we get accepted.
在基督里我们祷告蒙垂听。
And in Christ our prayers are being listened.
在基督里我们得救赎。
In Christ we receive salvation.
我们在基督里有公义。
In Christ we are justified.
在基督里我们得着圣洁。
In Christ we are sanctified.
基督是我们的盼望。
Christ is our hope.
在基督里我们得着一切属灵的福气。
In Christ we receive all the spiritual
blessings. 在基督里我们得安慰。
In Christ we are comforted.
在基督里我们有平安。
In Christ we have peace.
在基督里我们得恩典。
In Christ we have grace.
在基督里的祷告是有功效的。
And in Christ the prayers is effective.
我们要讲有许许多多的。
A lot to talk about.
弟兄姊妹, 神一切的祝福, 今天我们领会了, 不在基督之外。
All of the blessings of God which we receive is not outside of Christ.
所以今天我们在教会生活中,
so today in our church,
在个人生活中,
in our individual,
我们碰到一些事情, 要做决定, 要做拣选的时候,
when we have to make decisions,
我们要问主说, 主啊, 这是在你里面, 还是在你之外。
We have to ask the Lord, is it in you or outside of you?
我想大家都是聪明的,
I think everyone is smart.
我们会拣选上好,
we have to choose, we know how to choose the best.
在基督里,
we have to choose in Christ.
无论人怎么说,
regardless of
how people talk,
regardless how the
circumstances,
regardless of the fashion of the world,
我们要拣选在基督里,
we have to choose in Christ.
这是一个神把一切的祝福都包括在其中的, 变得非常的简单, 叫你我可以去运用。
So this becomes very simple. We can actually be practical about it. And God has included all of His blessings in there.
是不是呢? 就是连小孩子, 他可以奉主耶稣的名祷告, 他可以经历主。
Isn't that right that even a child is able to pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, he can experience the Lord?
还有很多很聪明的人, 用尽了人的智慧办法, 结果弄来了越来越复杂, 越来越痛苦。
And there are a lot of smart people using all of their man's wisdom, and the result is all the sorrow.
弟兄姊妹们, 我们要看见, 在基督里包含了一切。
Brothers and sisters, we have to see that in Christ includes everything.
在基督之外呢, 我们就一无所有。
Apart from Christ, we have nothing.
即便我们今天得着一些, 将来到神的面前去, 都要失去。
Even if we receive something today, but in the future when we go to God, everything will be lost.
那我们要问呢, 我们怎样能够进入基督里?
So we would like to ask, how can we enter into Christ?
我们请读两节, 三处的经文。
Let's read three places.
彼得前书第三章第二十节。
1 Peter chapter 3 verse 20.
我们读这一段的后一半。
Let's read the second part of this verse.
或者我们整段的读。
Or the whole verse.
就是那从前 在挪亚预备方舟，神容忍等待的时候，不信从的人，当时进入方舟，借着水得救的不多，只有八个人。啊，我再读一遍。Let's read together. 就是那从前在挪亚预备方舟进入方舟，借着水得救的不多，只有八个人。在这里我们看见，特别讲到进入方舟啊，是借着水得救。
It talks about that entering the ark is saved by water, not destroyed by water.
好，我们再读《哥林多前书》
and First Book of Corinthians,
第一章第三十节,
chapter 1, verse 30.
我也希望大家都会背,
and I hope everyone can memorize.
好，我们一起来, 当你们得在基督耶稣里是本乎神, 神又使他成为我们的智慧、公义、圣洁、救赎。神使基督做我们的智慧，好叫我们在他里面得着公义、圣洁和救赎。God
is made unto us, but of him are you in Christ, whom of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption.
好，我们再读罗马书第六章第三节、第四节。
And Book of Romans chapter 6 verse 3 and 4.
我们一起读。
Let's read together.
岂不知我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的人，是受洗归入他的死吗？ 所以我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。我们简单的讲这几处经文。 十字架是进入基督的唯一途径。Let's
simply speaking about those several verses. Cross is the only way to enter into Christ.
我们得救的时候，我们是来到主耶稣的十字架底下。
As we got saved, we come under the cross of Jesus Christ.
不是因着人的鼓舞，人的感，人的情感。
Not through the encouragement or emotions of man.
乃是我这个人听见了福音，我愿意伏在主耶稣的十字架底下。
But that I have heard the gospel, I'm willing to be under the cross of Jesus.
我说主，谢谢。
I say, Lord, thank you.
本来是我该死的。
Originally, I should die.
你为我死了。
But you have died for me.
我自己没有办法死的。
I cannot die myself.
你把我带到你的死地里去了。
You have brought me into your
我接受你做我的救主。
I accept you as my savior.
弟兄姊妹，我们就进入基督了。
Brothers and sisters, then we enter in Christ.
我在传福音的时候，最奇妙的。 就是碰见一些临终的人，他们被带到十字架底下得救了。The
when I preach the gospel, very amazing is that those are on their deathbed, but they're being brought under the cross and got saved.
我碰见一个德国人，他是一个大学教授。I
have met a German university professor.
他得了胰腺癌。He
got a
pancreatic cancer.
Pancreatic cancer.
所以他最后那六个月。 我常常去陪他,
so I went to visit him and be together with him for his last 6 months.
他一生要追求 peace, harmony,
for all
unity.
All his life, he tried to seek peace, harmony, and unity.
他从欧洲到了美洲,
he came from Europe to the United States.
娶了一个中国太太,
and he got married with a Chinese.
到临终的时候, 他没有 peace, 没有 harmony, 没有 beauty, 没有 nothing.
At the end, he lost all the harmony, all the peace. Nothing, no beauty.
他心里面充满了苦毒,
his heart was full of bitterness.
脾气大得不得了,
and was very bad tempered.
但是到最后两周的时候,
but for his last 2 weeks,
他来到主耶稣的十字架底下,
he came under the cross of Lord Jesus Christ.
那一天他说, 今天我可以祷告,
and that day he said, today I can pray.
我就陪他一起祷告,
so I prayed together with him.
他很简单,
he was very simple.
他病得已经非常厉害，已经骨瘦如柴。
He was very sick and he was already very skinny.
他很慎重地说, Jesus, I thank you.
In a very serious way, he said, Jesus, I thank you.
Because you died for me on the cross.
Because you died for me on the cross.
I appreciate you.
And I appreciate you.
I accept you.
I accept you.
他祷告完了, 整个人, 从里面有平安, 身体放松了。
So after he prayed, his whole person felt peace from inside and he felt relaxed.
他在基督里。
He is in Christ.
他生病的时候, 这些 social worker 跟他开玩笑说, you are a tough guy, you are still here, you should be dead long ago. 他很生气啊。
When he was sick, the social worker told him, you are such a tough guy, then you should be dead long ago.
他说你没有生我的病，你可以这样讲。
He said that because you did not have the cancer I got, so you can say that.
当他来到了主耶稣十字架底下,
when he came under the cross of Lord Jesus,
这个 social worker 再问他说 you should be dead. 那个 social worker 说 Hans, you should be dead by now.
And the social worker say that Hans, you should be dead by now.
Oh yes, I am dead in Christ.
He said, yes, I'm dead in Christ.
But I'm alive in him too.
But I'm alive in him too.
弟兄姊妹们，在基督里是借着十字架。
Brothers and sisters, in Christ is through the cross.
我们借着十字架进入这个地位。
Through cross, we came to this position.
所以我们看见保罗在罗马书第六章里面在讲到受浸的意义。
So we see Paul talk about the meaning of baptism.
他不是对那些还没有受浸的人讲受浸的意义。
He is not talking to those who have not yet got baptized about the meaning of baptism.
他是对那些信主很多年的人说，岂不知我们这归入基督的，是归入他的死吗？
He talked to those who believed the Lord for many years, saying that, don't you know that so many of us were baptized into Jesus Christ, were baptized unto his death.
我们进入他的死，与他一同埋葬。
We enter in his death and also bury together with him.
好叫我们起来一举一动有新生命的样子。
So we shall raise up from the dead by so that we shall walk in the newness of life.
所以使徒保罗在这里是讲到我们属灵的操练和经历来说的。
So here, Apostle Paul talk about our spiritual experience and practice.
我们信心的运用来说的,
the practical use of our faith.
好,我们知道十字架, 主耶稣在客观的, 在历史上, 加略山的十字架,
so we know that subjectively speaking, the cross is on the Calvary.
好,主耶稣呢, 借着十字架, 除去了一切不出于神的,
Lord Jesus, through the cross, has destroyed all those things not from God.
一切不照着神的,
not according to God.
一切神所不要,
not, all everything that God does not want.
借着那个死把它除去了,
through death, he has annulled everything.
并且埋葬了,
and buried.
然后他复活了,
and he resurrected.
借着神的荣耀,
through the glory of God, he brings in the newness of life.
这叫做复活。
That is called resurrection.
弟兄姊妹们, 使徒保罗在这里提醒我们,
Brothers and sisters, Apostle Paul here reminds us.
那个客观的十字架, 今天要成为我们主观的经历,
the subjective cross shall become our objective experience today.
接着我们遇见事情来的时候, 我们肯相信, 肯承认, 我已经进入基督的死。
So when we face issues, then we can believe and also admit that we already enter into a death of Christ.
我们进入他的死, 借着这个死, 我得着生命。
We enter into his death, and through death we receive life.
我们知道这个经历呢, 是神为我们做成。
We know that this experience is what God has already accomplished for us.
但愿主祝福他的话语。
Pray that Lord bless his word.
好, 今天晚上呢, 我想我就简单的用挪亚的经历, 和弟兄姊妹讲到, 神祝福的那个总原则和道理。
So tonight I use the experience of Noah to share with brothers and sisters the principle and the way of God's blessing.
我盼望大家呢, 聚完会回到家呢, 都为着我这个人在基督里, 我们要感谢主。
I hope that after the gathering, each one go home and we have to thank the Lord for us, we are in Christ.
我们要求主,
we have to pray to
主啊,
Lord.
让我更多认识你的十字架。
Lord, let us know your cross even more.
我认识经历十字架有多少。
How much we understand and experience the cross.
我主观的能够享受在基督里面的祝福才有多少。
And how much we can truly enjoy the blessing in Christ objectively.
愿主祝福他的话。
May the Lord bless his word.
我们一同有一点祷告。
Let's have prayers.
亲爱的主, 我们满心的感谢赞美你。
Dear Lord, we truly thank and also praise you.
每次我们在你的救恩, 在你自己面前站立,
each time as we stand before your salvation and yourself,
我们就稀奇和震惊,
we are truly amazed and also surprised.
我们要说, 何能如此, 如我也能,
we shall say that how can it be that I should gain?
有这么大的救恩临到了我,
such great salvation has come upon me.
愿你开启我们的智慧和悟性,
pray that you opened up our wisdom and understanding.
让我们看见, 承认, 并且感谢, 父已经把我们摆在基督里。
So we can see, accept, and also give thanks that Father has already given us, put us in Christ.
并且给我们一个心愿,
and also give us the heart that
愿意更多借着十字架, 我们能经历在基督里的丰富。
So through Christ, we can experience the abundance of in Christ.
谢谢你与我们同在。
We thank you for your presence with us.
愿你祝福你自己的话语。
Pray that you bless your own words.
祝福每一位亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Bless each dear brother and sister.
祝福你的教会。
And bless your church.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
Pray in the holy name of our Lord Jesus Christ.